tell you I love.
Chris from Strike the Box. I'm on every other Thursday from noon to 2 p.m. here on WMFO in Medford. The show is 2 hours of free-form music, where I play just about anything and everything. And like a lot of other DJs on WMFO, I take requests. So if you want to hear it, and if I can find it, I'll put it on the air for you and on the internet. Whatever it is. How many other radio stations will do that for you, huh?
I love it so much. Music is my weapon. When the bombs are gonna blow, music is my weapon. Might not seem like it'll hold, but music is my weapon of choice, of mass creation, my transportation to every nation, to every heart that pangs like mine. Feels its time to step across that line with music as my way. Yeah, 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 yeah
just a few days, 'cause lately I've been feeling rough. Love's not enough. And I hope one day you'll see that I was just having fun. I was just having fun. Just having fun. Find out which way to go. It could take you a lifetime to find that your feelings inside have been dead the whole time. You're crying for reasons unknown. You can't be alone. You always wonder why you'll never know. You'll never know. No, you'll never know. Never know.
Have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom,
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about
cutting and burning.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything, boys, school, cutting and burning clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad,
if it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
Just listen and be supportive.
Probably talk to him about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
Give your family everything. Give them your time. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Carrie intentionally burned her arms with a curling iron.
Cutting and burning in my life made the pain that was going on in my mind real.
She got help and tries to help others.
Just listen and be supportive, but also don't enable the person to feel sorry for themselves and to keep going downhill. Try to stay away from that by encouraging them. How can you go forward? What do you need to do to make something positive out of this?
Who needs you to be supportive? From the Mennonite Churches and Faith and Values Media.
You said there postman, he put it in his sack. Bright and early next morning, he brought my letter back.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such number, no such zone.
I write, I'm sorry, but my letter keeps coming back. So then I dropped it in the mailbox as in a special deed. Bright and early next morning, it came right back to me.
She wrote upon it,
return to sender, address unknown. Person, no such zone.
This time I'm gonna take it myself and put it right in her hand. And if it comes back the very next day, then I'll understand.
We're riding on it,
return to sender, address unknown. No such number.
Pillow, cause you I'm party bum. I've seen your frown and it's like looking down the barrel of a gun and it goes off. And how come all these words? Oh, there's a very pleasant side to you, a side I much prefer. It's one verse. Laughs and jokes around. Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got a face on. The one that I can't bear, well, can't we just laugh and joke around? Remember cuddles in the kitchen, yeah, to get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on. And yeah, I'm sorry. To get things off the ground. And it was up, up and away. Oh, but it's really hard to remember that on a day like today when you're all argumentative and you've got the face on.
This is my mind running wild, aging me before my time. To be young is to be divine, but I'm a sour as a grape on the vine. In the rodeo of sadness, I am thrown down, but I don't take it too seriously now. So lonely, pining for love, I wake up with my secrets all laid out, waiting for the I am